You're talking, not me.
I'm not whistling on the air for
Well,
my
maybe
dog.
Don't let him eat the napkin.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Can't you breed the freaking dog in the first place?
I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster and not acknowledge stuff on the
air. You know what? If your dog
air.
Wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Ready? Ready to
I
talk
was
some
paying
sports?
Attention.
You weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
I was listening.
You know, this team's just not
here,
that
boy.
Good.
No, Bob, I'm listening. Here, boy. Down here. Come here.
What? We went over this in a meeting. You do the show for the P1s, not for me.
Obviously.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, it's brought to us by Just Brakes. Before we get to our three candidates for this week, we had one funny moment that occurred at the very outset of the show today. Ty Walker, who hosts Porn Birthdays every afternoon during Why Today Doesn't Suck, had a little slip of the tongue during his first ticker.
The two-time Pro Bowler played just five games last season for the Texans because of a torn pectoral muscle. Williams, the Texans' all-time sack leader with 53.
A porn muscle, not a torn muscle. For Ty, it's a porn muscle.
Point to your porn muscle there, Mike.
Yeah, and porn, it's pretty
look
much all
him,
about the muscle,
at him,
isn't it?
Pointing at it. Right there.
It's back there?
Whoa.
All right, candidate number one for the emergency break of the week this week. From the Soul Patch, it's Scott Harrison. The Soul Patch can be heard weekends here on The Ticket, Scott Harrison and Matt McLaren. So this broadcast was on Sunday, March 11th, and Scott is running down the day's notable birthdays.
Born on this day, other than Charles Darwin, was Abraham Lincoln. Born on this date in 1809 in Hodgenville, Kentucky.
I thought he was born in February.
This is for... No, it's...
What the hell?
Did you pull up the wrong month?
Yeah. So never mind about the birthdays.
Oh, wow.
I was so sincere.
Josh Brolin's birthday. Christina Ricci.
I was so sincere.
Abraham
Lincoln. Woo!
The whole time change confused you.
I thought it was a month change.
Oh, my God.
I sprung backwards. A whole
freaking month instead of 40.
What the hell? It sounds like they're doing whippets. McLaren sounds like an 8-year-old girl.
I know.
It's appropriate.
Boy, that really tickled him. I loved how confident Scott was in the beginning. Abraham Lincoln. So that's on Scott Harrison. Candidate number two this week is from Weekend Ticket ticker fame, Casey Milligan. Now, Casey Millen.
Whoops. Close enough.
Craig doesn't concern himself with such underlings.
He's a Weekend Ticker guy.
Right. Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, I've never met him. So this is Casey Millen.
You've met him like five times.
No, I haven't. Casey Millen, since he's doing his own ticker, it didn't stop him down, but this certainly was an e-break for the listeners. See if you catch it.
This just in, the Dallas Stars looking pretty good. This ticket ticker service of GIGraphics.org and WeOnlyWax.com. Last night, the Stars extended their current winning streak to five games with a 2-0 win over Anaheim at the African American Airlines Center. The Stars now third in the West with 81 points thanks to going 9-0-1.
What is he doing? What the hell is he doing?
All right, that obviously wasn't a slip of the tongue, right? That was written in.
Starting his comedy set, apparently.
I don't even understand it. But we got so many tweets and emails from listeners that also didn't understand it but considered it an e-break from their perspective.
Right.
It stopped them down. They didn't hear anything in his ticker after that.
Didn't understand it but were somehow offended by it.
It is offensive. I'm not sure how, but it's offensive.
Exactly.
The African American Airlines Center.
Mark.
For a Stars game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And candidate number three.
What is that supposed to mean? You mean that it would be called that for some other major team that plays here?
No, I'm saying I could see him referring to it as that if, say, it was hosting some kind of...
Like if a circus were in town?
No, not a circus.
Well, what then?
You know, like let's say they had...
Disney on Ice?
Let's say they had Black Month...
Black month?
Wow.
You mean February?
Go to the next one.
Black History Month, a Black History Month concert there.
Gosh.
It's Black Month here at American Airlines Center.
Candidate number three is...
Who would you send to cover that, Mike?
Whoever happens to be working that day, Gordon.
Okay.
Candidate number three is T.C. Fleming. I get that name right? He was filling in for Groobs, who was sick this week. He was board-opping for the Hardline, and Corby had a story about John Hamm, and T.C. throws a wrench into the works.
All right, let's get into what John Hamm said. Now, John Hamm, I don't know what he did before Mad Men, but it doesn't really matter to me, because his career started 5 years ago. What?
It's from the Between Two Ferns. You were in War of the Worlds, weren't you? Why?
What?
Between Two Ferns, is Zach Galifianakis?
Yeah, that wasn't before Mad Men.
War of the Worlds.
Was. Before Mad Men?
Yes.
Okay.
In the interview.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Good God.
Wow. We are not all black friends.
All right, let's move on.
Sorry, TC. Black
friend. John Hamm was doing an interview with Elite UK, or I'm sorry,
All right, TC's good at that, pulling the emergency brake. So, let's vote. Is it Scott Harrison, Casey Millen, or TC Fleming? 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break this week?
Is the answer Sylvester and Frognut?
What? Sylvester and Frognut? Wasn't that like an old character we used to do?
I don't remember. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Am I right?
All right.
Hey, Natalie.
Oh. I need you. I want to vote for Matt McLaren. Just so you know, I love you. And this is a real fake name to call from Dan McLaren, Jr.
All right, I guess that's a Scott Harrison vote, since Matt McLaren was in on the e-break.
Tickers? No? I don't know.
I guess that's got to be an undervote.
All those people run together.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, guys. I'd like to dedicate this vote to the memory of Fun Pot, and I'd like to vote for TC. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Leave it alone.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to cast my vote for Marshall Kamavivian of Dallas, Texas.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for your lawn. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
The Scots guy?
Now, we have a special guest, Mike Ducey, with us today. Can you guys be on your best behavior and vote properly? He's gonna think less of us.
We're trying to impress him.
No, I enjoy this from afar every week. It's just fascinating to see how it all comes together.
Or doesn't. Hi, you're on the ticket.
May I speak to Jeff Curley's Baron?
Jeff Curley's Baron.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I would like to vote for the African American Airlines Center.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to cast a responsible vote for any time Fernando opens his mic.
Okay.
Okay. Not a candidate this week.
Not a candidate.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Ducey, this is Norm. Could you please give me a very slow, detailed account again of when you motorboated Clarice Tinsley?
Yeah. Let's hear that, Deuce.
Didn't happen. Sorry, Norm.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I wanted to vote for Howard Stern's penis.
Okay, that's funny. 20 years ago. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I think it's all right.
We're all black friends.
Huh. All right, we're going to say that's a TC vote, since I think Danny said that in that mix. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Black Month.
Okay.
What?
That's a vote for Casey for Black Month. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Mike Ducey's fallopian tube breath.
Wow.
They appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Uncle Mike, it's your nephew, Jimmy.
Oh,
I was just calling to vote for your prosthetic penis.
That's nice. Your nephew. Yeah, he's asking you more questions, Mike.
Don't have a nephew, Jimmy, but I'll play along for a while if you'd like. Is he still there?
No, he's gone.
Thank God.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'll vote respectfully for TC and give a shout-out to Ducey's Doozy and Race Week.
Thanks.
How is Ducey's Doozy doing?
Doing well. I'm asked about it everywhere I go.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Backdoor George's Exploding Anus.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Guten Tag.
Oh!
Ich bin Dirk.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Metal Name Radio!
die.
This is the fake one.
Hey, Muses. I'd like to vote for TC, just so you know. Love you.
Actually, that sounded like the real one. Well, we have a winner.
God almighty.
Die! The winner is TC Fleming for breaking up E! News with this Zach Galifianakis reference.
John Hamm said. Now, John Hamm, I don't know what he did before Mad Men, but it doesn't really matter to me because his career started 5 years ago. What?
It's from the Between Two Ferns. You were in World of the World, War of the Worlds, weren't you? Why?
What?
Between Two Ferns, is Zach Galifianakis bit?
Yeah, that wasn't before Mad Men.
War of the Worlds.
Was. Before Mad Men?
Yes.
Okay.
In the interview.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Good God.
Wow.
We are not all black friends.
All right, let's move on.
All right, how many wins is that for TC?
That's his second win. He ties Bob Knight and Mike Ducey.
Hey, all right.
Good company.